They're going to have unelected bureaucrats, maybe came out of some, Ivy League school with their woke agenda, and now they're going to tell you, as a citizen of a free nation, what the store can sell. And if a store, like Lowe's or your local appliance store, sells an appliance that isn't on their list, they can get fined. I mean, this is crazy.
Welcome to Talking with Doyle, the podcast that gets State Representative Doyle Heffley talking. And Doyle, in this episode, we are talking about government overreach, a topic that we've discussed before, but we're bringing that up because of an amendment you authored recently against House Bill 660, legislation that would impose aggressive energy standards on household appliances. Let me talk to you first about your amendment and why you thought it was necessary to bring that up.
Well, I mean, we've seen in the past how New York and New Jersey and other states that have progressive agendas have been looking at legislation and rules to ban cooking with natural gas or propane or backyard barbecues and grills. And we wanted to make sure we're protecting that right. I don't think people need government to tell them how to live their lives and how to prepare their food. The underlying bill, House Bill 660, interesting note, my amendment that was shot down without, pretty much every progressive in the House voted against it. We lost by two votes to get the amendment considered. But my amendment was a gut and replace because the underlying bill is so atrocious, really. I mean, it's just a terrible bill. Would have gutted and replaced and made 660 something that I think people in the Commonwealth would support. And that was just protecting the ability from local government entities from banning them having backyard barbecues or cooking with natural gas or propane. And I think it was a good amendment. Unfortunately, it didn't go, and now we're moving a bill which is really going to impact the residents of Pennsylvania in a negative way. It's going to drive up costs for consumers, and it's going to more and more have government control telling you how to live your life and what you can do in your own house.
When we bring up House Bill 660, it should be mentioned that there's two big organizations that came out against it. One is the Pennsylvania Chamber of Business and Industry. Can you maybe highlight why they came out against it and why it sounds like they may support your amendment, if I'm reading correctly?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think the Chamber and the FIB would support my amendment because my amendment is good for Pennsylvania. The underlying bill, like I said, it's just a progressive, it's an ideological bill, right? So basically what the bill is going to do, it's going to tell businesses and people not just what they can buy when they're shopping for a new refrigerator, a new appliance, a hot water heater, anything like that, but they're going to set standards and tell stores what they can sell. But it's not elected officials that are going to do this. They're going to expand the EQB, the Environmental Quality Control Board, right? And they're going to have unelected bureaucrats sitting around a table, bureaucrats that are heavily influenced in ideology, maybe came out of some Ivy League school with their woke agenda, and now they're going to tell you, as a citizen of a free nation, what the store can sell. And if a store, like Lowe's or your local appliance store, sells an appliance that isn't on their list, they can get fined. I mean, this is crazy. Americans and Pennsylvanians will make the right choice. You're going to go out and you're going to buy the car, the appliance that you can afford that's going to work best for your family. And if you can buy the most energy efficient appliance, you're probably going to do that to save money. But maybe you're a young family just starting out. I mean, we always hear the Democrats, they like to say affordability. Well, the reason that people can't afford things in this Commonwealth right now is because of terrible policies coming out of the governor's office and out of the House Democratic Caucus. When you're going to tell people that you can't go out and just buy a used refrigerator if you got one that's broke, because that's what you can afford at this time, you're going to have to go out and put it on your credit card and finance something and buy an appliance that's three or four times more expensive because they deem it that, you don't know best. you're not smart enough to make a decision as to what you can buy and what you can manage for your family. And that drives up costs. You know, we talk about daycare costs. There's, every daycare is going to have to buy these appliances. Every restaurant, as our restaurants are struggling right now after the COVID and everything else, now they're going to have to go out and buy all new appliances. And when they do need a new appliance, it's going to have to be more expensive than the one they have. The same with businesses. I mean, we want to make Pennsylvania competitive. We want to make Pennsylvania, we want to bring jobs here, have people have good paying jobs. And people are going to go to other states because they can set up their business and their manufacturing facility over there and not have these standards. This is just a terrible bill for the residents of this Commonwealth.
Let's break that down a little bit, because the House Bill 660 sets those standards for the stores, but how does that impact everyday Pennsylvanians? Maybe, is it as simple as thinking about it in a larger perspective, is that when those businesses get a cost, it's ultimately going to come back down to the consumers, right?
Yeah, when the businesses get a cost, it's going to come down to the consumers. But I mean, I talk to young families all the time. You know, I mean, one of the things people say is, I want to have more children, but I don't know that I can afford them. How terrible is that, that in this Commonwealth and in this nation, the greatest nation on earth, that young families are debating whether they can afford to have a child? And this just drives the cost up. Maybe you need a new refrigerator. Well, it's going to cost you three times more. You need a new dishwasher, three times more. You need a new appliance. You're going to go out to eat. Maybe your job is going to be closing and moving to New Jersey or Maryland because the manufacturer is saying, I can't afford to operate in the state anymore. This bill is not good for anybody. It's not going to be good for the environment. It's not going to be good for local businesses that are now going to be told what they can sell. And then you're going to go out and fine. You're going to fine a Pennsylvania store, appliance store, for selling an appliance that doesn't meet the standards that are set up by a bunch of bureaucrats on a board. This is just insane that we're actually considering this bill before the House. Now, my amendment was a gut and replace. Would have got rid of the whole bill and just said that you have the right to cook and prepare your food on a gas grill in your backyard as long as you're following the safety standards suggested by the manufacturer and you're not building a campfire in the middle of an urban area, right? You know, common sense. But this is one of the reasons why I ran for office in the first place, because I don't like government telling people how to live their lives. And this is such an overreach. It really is ridiculous. And the fact that anybody would support this bill on the House floor in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, it doesn't make any sense to me.
So a little inside baseball. We're recording this one day ahead of Governor Shapiro's budget proposal. And everybody thinks that he will probably propose another increase in spending. So how does this, again, this is more concerning given the time that it sounds like this is going to be an increase for people, and we're going to have a budget that is also going to probably look to spend more of your hard-earned money.
Yeah, and look, the only money that the state spends is money that it actually takes from the taxpayers, right? So the governor, looked at Reggie last time, $2.5 billion energy tax. You know, that's what he was proposing. We got that out of the budget last time, but now the governor's trying to do a backdoor approach to restricting energy development in the state by putting in new standards, which when they set up these boards, and that's why I'm so reluctant and why I'm so against this bill, because you're going to give these unelected bureaucrats the ability to tell you what kind of appliances not only you can have in the store to sell, but that you can have in your house. And we all know when these inspectors come out with a new build that this is one more thing they're going to be looking for. If the governor wants to do something to help this Commonwealth, what we should be doing is looking to increase energy production. Utility bills. I talk to people who have $600, $700, $800, almost $1,000 electric bill. And the governor wants to run around and blame PPL or PJM. The problem is we're not producing the electricity that we need. It's not about data centers or manufacturing. It's a matter of the fact that every household is using more electricity than ever before. And all these energy standards are not going to bring down the use of electricity because we want electric cars and everything else. What we need to do is bring down costs by producing more electricity in this Commonwealth, not by telling people they got to buy appliances that are three or four times more expensive than the other ones that they currently have in their house. And if the governor wants to do something for the Commonwealth, he would just say outright, like, this bill will be vetoed if it comes to his desk. And we're going to work on driving down the cost of energy, produce clean, efficient energy in the Commonwealth. We've seen what happened when the governor, you know, they pushed all this solar and wind. It doesn't happen. We just came through bitter cold temperatures, and guess what? The solar panels were covered with snow. The wind turbines weren't feeding that. It was coal, natural gas, and nuclear. And we need to make sure that we're advancing proven baseload technologies to increase energy, and that'll drive down the cost. You talk about affordability for families. This bill, underlying bills, House Bill 660, which we've talked about on this podcast, is going to do nothing but drive the cost up. You want to drive down costs? Let's produce more electricity. Let's produce Pennsylvania electricity. Let's produce Pennsylvania jobs and drive this economy. And then people will be able to afford to go out and buy the appliances that they need, that they know are going to be best for their family, not some board of bureaucrats telling you what you can do and how you can prepare dinner for your family.
Is there any hope maybe for you now that your amendment has been pushed aside? Is there any hope that something fixes this House Bill 660?
I don't think you can fix it without gutting and replacing it. This is just a terrible idea. I mean, this is, if this is the society that people want to live in, where they're being going to be told by the government everything that they can and can't do, how they can prepare food for their families in their house. And we just had, you know, at the national level, we just had a change up to say we want to eat more protein, right? Because we found out that loading up on a lot of high fructose corn syrup and sugars wasn't always the best for the health of this nation. And look, if you want to follow those recommendations, you can. They're recommendations. But now they're going to tell you, oh, you can't use a gas grill in your backyard to prepare a hamburger or a piece of steak. You know, it's just this is exactly what government shouldn't be doing. And I'll oppose it today. I'll speak against it on the House floor, and we'll continue to fight for every taxpayer in this Commonwealth, and for every family, and for every senior citizen that wants to buy an appliance that they can afford. They're going to make the right decisions. They're going to buy the best appliance, and people want to recycle. People want to do the right thing. These types of mandates don't fix anything for anybody.
I was going to say, I think if you took a poll, no one would say energy efficient is something I oppose. Everybody's mm-hmm. going to want to spend less money, mm-hmm. but it's just the way we're going about it, I guess.
And when you take the free market out of it, you disincentivize manufacturers and retailers from working to drive those costs down, because they think, well, yeah, why do I need to lower the cost of these products because they have to buy them? You know, when they want to be competitive and drive those costs down, that and the free market will do that. Government can't drive the cost of anything down. Look at education. My God, we're spending more than ever before on education, and all they say is we need more and more and more, and we have lower test results. So government can't fix these things. The best thing to do is get out of the way, and the free markets will do better.
So I think that's all for this episode of Talking with Doyle. You heard Doyle's thoughts. You can leave your comments below, and remember to like and subscribe and share this message with a friend if they haven't listened to Talking with Doyle yet.